Welcome to What's Poppin'. My guest this week is Sydney Ghost. Sydney, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Sid, how long have you lived in the area?
I've lived here ever since I was born, so 24 years now.
24 years. Wow. Like same house?
Same house, same street, same everything, same room, literally everything.
Yeah. And is that close by to Prince of Peace?
Yes. It's about like a 10-minute drive if you miss every single light, which is common, hit the train at the same time.
So did you go to Washington or American? Where'd you go?
So I went to Washington High School, which is across the street, and my brother went there as well.
Okay. So you're pretty close to Prince of Peace, but not like right next door. So how did you get to Prince of Peace?
So my parents started going here when they were young, and then they had my brother first, and they stayed here, and they haven't moved since. And then it kind of just happened.
So for 24 years, yep. Prince of Peace has been your church because you grew up here.
Yes, in fact, it used to be Kids Count before.
Yeah,
and now it's Worship and More. But yes, the Kids Count days are definitely rememberable.
You remember those days?
Yes.
I chuckle a bit whenever Pastor Zelt still calls it Kids Count.
Oh, I love that. Lisa Andrade, if you're listening, you were awesome.
I've heard so many good things about Lisa. I've only met her a couple times. She still helps out in a few spots. Last time she was helping out, I believe, she was actually working with the Telugu group on Sunday nights, helping them get some youth stuff going, a Kids Count type thing. So she is awesome. Sydney, 24 years old, right? But you've had several working experiences. So my question for you is, what has been your favorite working experience or job thus far?
I think my favorite working experience / job would be the job that I'm in now. I work with kids at Fremont Unified. I'm a paraeducator, so I teach kids alongside of the teacher, and it's been very memorable, ups and downs, but there's never a day that I don't have a story for my parents, that's for sure.
Is it something you think you may want to pursue more and stay with, or maybe?
Yes, I think for the first time, this is the first job that I've had where I'm like, this is something that I love, this is something that I want to stay in. And it's something that when I go to work and the kids like know me by name, and then they get a little bit too comfortable and don't say Miss Sydney anymore, it's just Sydney, then I'm like, all right, we got to chill. But it's something that I go home and I feel rewarded.
That's awesome. That's great. I'm glad that you found something that gets you up in the morning. That's good. Good. All right. From last Sunday, what are two things from the message that made you think, sounded good, or caused you to react in some way?
I want to say something that I heard that sounded good and sounded pretty aligned with my life is sometimes you got to walk through the fire of things, and things that, you know, might not be great, might not be a good experience, but it's like Pastor said, I think last week or a couple weeks ago, it's probably an open door or maybe a closed door.
Yeah, but a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you gotta go through the fire a little bit to get to the good stuff.
Yeah,
and that's where we find faith, is through the fire, because that's where we get tested the most.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Anything else in the message?
I think that's just very relatable to me, just because being the age that I am. A lot of people during this time, it's either you stay with the faith or you don't. And a lot of people distance themselves, or they have too much going on, or they question a lot of things. And like, staying with the faith as much as you can and going through that fire is what you have to do. And
when things get hard, that does not mean time to cut rope.
Being Christian is not easy.
No.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
And having to like adjust your life, adjust the things that you tolerate, your friend group, all that.
Yeah.
It could be really sad when you have to cut people out of your life that aren't good for you because this isn't aligning with me.
Yeah.
And so that is considered, I think, fire as well.
For sure.
It could be a very, I guess, depressing time.
We often see Paul write about this too. Jesus talks about the cost of discipleship, but Paul talks about suffering a lot, right? Or persecution. And for the early church, there was a lot of like physical suffering, persecution, thrown in jail for your faith type stuff. But it goes beyond that. It like most of us in the United States probably are never going to face physical suffering or being put in jail for our faith. But day in, day out, we live in a culture that assaults us for being Christians. And even with amongst our friends and our peer group, like there is suffering, this persecution, that testing of our faith with those close relationships and people that we trust and want to be close to, but perhaps have rejected Jesus, so they reject us too. On a completely different note, dogs, cats, or fish, and why?
Cats.
Okay.
I'm a cat lady. I have a cat.
Do you plan to be a cat lady?
Oh my gosh. My cat's name's Eleanor. I love her to death. Even the kids that I teach talk about Eleanor every day. They want me to show her videos. And we also just got a stray cat that's been coming up to our door.
Okay.
Because we've been feeding it. We named her Celine because Celine Dion was on the TV at the time.
At the time? So. Okay.
Anyways, but cats, because they're chill. You don't got to do much. You don't yes, you got to feed them. You got to give them water and stuff. But yeah. They're really chill. You don't got to walk them.
All right.
I mean, you could. Yeah. The only thing is she's insane. She goes... In the back, she likes to go in the backyard. She's an indoor cat.
Yeah.
But she'll go in the backyard.
Yeah.
She was on my neighbor's roof a couple weeks ago. They just moved in. How do I go up to the door and say,
ask
hey,
for your cat.
Sorry, my cat's on your roof. Oh, and by the way, my name's Sydney.
So did Eleanor just come back on her own then?
Yeah, I had to yell at her. But
and she listened?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, Eleanor, go skid. Down.
The full name.
Yeah. What is the full name? She knows. But I've only had her for, I think, 3-4 years.
Okay.
But my dad is like, that's her man.
Oh, really?
My dad just...
Is he a cat guy?
He sleeps with her. She comes in and sleeps in his armpit during the night.
Oh, gosh. That sounds so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I know. Talk about he sleeps on his back. But talk about if you roll over, she'll just...
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
And there was a point in our life where we had, we always have dogs. We had two dogs that for a while they slept in the bed with us. And it's like a comforting, sweet thing, but it was the most uncomfortable time ever in our lives to sleep.
It's a good thought.
Yeah, it is. It's like something you think is a good thought, but in practice, it's...
No.
No. Yeah.
Because they don't move.
No. And even they don't care about your comfort.
Nothing.
No,
they're
not
just,
at all.
I'm here. This is my spot. You ain't moving me.
Yep. Yeah, they can bring us so much joy and love and enjoyment in this world, but they also can make you just really uncomfortable.
What kind of dogs?
Back then, one was a mutt that was like a bulldog terrier beagle mix.
Okay.
Name is Toast.
And, love that.
Yeah, and then one was a miniature dachshund named Scooter.
Oh, I love that too.
So Scooter used to sleep between my legs lengthwise.
Okay.
And never move. But yeah, I had to be on top of a blanket and underneath a blanket.
Okay.
And so it was very uncomfortable. And then Toast would sleep up by our heads, but he put his face by one person's pillow, which meant the other person got the back end of him. And so, yeah.
And you know they snore.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And this was, so that lasted a couple of years because we tried that while we were at the seminary. So we're there for 3 years. And then never again.
We used to have pugs, and they're definitely known for their breathing problems.
Yes, yeah.
And the pugs went everywhere with us, and in the bed, outside, all around. Yeah. And everywhere they go, they can't breathe.
Yeah, those poor little guys. It makes them so cute, but it's so hard for them to breathe. Yeah. Especially when they get excited.
Mm-hmm. They're like,
yeah. Well, Sydney, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come be on the podcast. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I will come back anytime.
Awesome.